Lumeria. The split and disconnection that took place between the spirit and the will during the time of Pan led to the next two major experiences on Earth. Lumeria polarized to the will, Atlantis polarized toward the spirit, and both civilizations tried to prove that their polarity was superior. The will felt very hurt over being blamed for the problems in Pan, and feeling it could not rely on spirit, the will felt it was going to have to move on its own. Ultimately, this is not really possible, but the attempt was a necessary experience. Because of the judgments present, the will in Lumeria was not able to receive the loving light of spirit and release their pain over what had happened and reconnect with their spirit. Lumerians called their land the Motherland, and many of the spirits whose home planet is the Earth lived in Lumeria. The name Lumeria calls Lemures to mind, but the Lumerians were not Lemures. The people were small, brown, slender, but they had no tail and they were not covered with hair. Although the will still held a great deal of pain, the split between spirit and will had given the Lumerians a feeling of freedom from what they had been experiencing as the admonishing presence of spirit. And not feeling continually judged, they were able to evolve the will to a high degree. The Lumerians enjoyed this time of feeling as though they had more self-acceptance. But they also had feelings they held in the background that feared this was not all right with my light and that they were going to be punished for their experiences. Lumeria had a lovely civilization in its height, and it was set in a subtropical garden that had no insects or reptiles. Flowers and fruit were everywhere for the picking, and no one ever had to think about how daily needs were going to be met. Everyone made sure that everyone was well taken care of and had a place in the housing compounds. These compounds were much like Spanish haciendas that enclosed lovely gardens in the middle. The houses were plastered white with a plaster that resisted the subtropical rains. Pottery was a developed art, and so was fresco painting. Groups of people often made combinations of the plentiful foods available, served them in large pottery dishes, and offered them to everyone around. The Lumerians made baskets and soft mattings for sleeping, and also had whatever clothing they wanted for fun. But clothing was not a necessity for them. The Lumerians were able to feel like children again, playing and having fun, and they often made music and danced for hours every day. The Lumerians were happy to be recovering again, and felt that they could do anything they willed themselves to do. The Lumerians could teleport themselves with the power of their will, but they also enjoyed leaping, jumping, and soaring, because they were natural acrobats, and were more adept than any monkey in the trees and vines. There were also others in Lumeria to whom I had given human form. However, many were people who had been trapped in the monkey family in Pan. There they had learned just what monkeys do, and later had been restored to a fuller consciousness, in part as a result of their acceptance of the state of consciousness they had inhibited in monkey forms. The Lemurians learned to do many things with sound directed by the will, including moving of rocks and other things, some sculpture and healing if anyone had the need. The Lemurians had spiritual beliefs of a mother in the heavens who, together with their father, had made this home for them. They acknowledged that they had a father, and many of the things they did were because of the presence of my loving light that did love the will, but they related more directly to the divine presence of a mother and longed for her warm embrace. Spiritual teachings were given to everyone, and many understandings since lost about the will were known then and taught. The Lemurians' hearts were open, especially to the will energy. So they were very warm, as was their climate, but not wanting any more loss. They were also possessive. The Lemurians had close ties with others, pride in their will orientation, their way of life, and in the ways they were developing. The Lemurians were able to recover much of their lost understanding, but not all of it. They were a very elevated type of people, and they were very joyful, loving, and accepting of everything, except their own spirits, which they felt had judged them and abandoned them to their earlier entrapment. The Lemurians felt they had evolved out of their predicament in Pan without the help of their spirits, and not having felt helped by their spirits, they did not feel very inclined to let their spirits come back and reap the benefits of their recovery. The Lemurians did acknowledge that my light had helped them, although, and because of the presence of my light, the Lemurian culture spiraled higher and higher in its evolvement. However, without their own spirit presence to help them grow and evolve, the Lemurians began to exhaust their possibilities. If they had been able to find acceptance then, Lemurians could have healed this polarization between their wills and their spirits, but that did not happen. Neither side was ready to release their viewpoint, but instead, the judgments were made over and over again. Lemurians refused anything that felt judgmental towards their polarity. Will was being reactive and yet at the same time was feeling its own potential and beauty. Lemurians had a long time to see what they could do, but they still didn't open very much to their own spirit presence. Most Lemurians continued to be distrustful of spirit, and from their viewpoint, not without reason. In the height of Lemuria, some teachers came to teach Lemurians about the spirit, and even though these teachers claimed to have come from me to help Lemuria, most Lemurians were suspicious of these teachers' motives and distrusted their teachings. While most of the teachers saw themselves as only trying to help Lemurians accept the spirit, the Lemurians felt that the teachers were trying to frighten and control them. The teachers were met with lack of receptivity and even defensiveness. The Lemurians felt that these teachers had undercurrent judgments against them and against their ways of living. The Lemurians felt they were being subtly criticized and told they were wrong. Some of the teachers did have judgments that the Lemurians were not receptive, did not want help, and refused to learn. Some judged that the Lemurians were upsetting them and were not right to do this. And when their teachings were refused, some judged that they were not good teachers. Some judged that they were upsetting the people and should leave them to their own ways. With an undercurrent here, there was an anger that said they would soon learn the folly of their own ways. There were many judgments made by these teachers against the Lemurians and against themselves. The Lemurians also made judgments about the teachers and about themselves. Most of these judgments were reiterations of earlier judgments made by their own spirits telling their wills they should be doing better or differently than they were, and their wills reacting to blame themselves and their spirits. The Lemurians and those who came to help them created an atmosphere together that, for the most part, increased the polarization rather than helping it. No amount of effort was able to succeed in bridging the gap. Dinosaurs began to appear in Lemuria, which had already devastated everything in their path, and so the dinosaurs had eaten their way to the Lemurian settlements. When dinosaurs first began to appear in Lemuria, most Lemurians felt the teachers had attracted the dinosaurs. The teachers did not see themselves as responsible for the dinosaurs, but they saw the Lemurians as having attracted the dinosaurs. Many Lemurians were afraid that I had sent the dinosaurs as punishment, and also many thought the teachers shared the blame for desiring punishment for the Lemurians. Some of the Lemurians tied some of these teachers to trees as sacrifices to the dinosaurs. When these teachers died by being torn apart by the dinosaurs and experienced a physical death, they found that they were trapped on Earth. Although they were already trapped and had not realized it, they blamed the Lemurians for this and made many judgments against the will. Lemurians also made many judgments here about spirit and my light. This situation led to further misunderstandings, and without the understandings needed, there was great fear. Feeling that only the will energy could be trusted was a problem for Lemuria. The Lemurians' spirits were not allowed to be present, and I was banished by the Lemurians, who blamed me for their plight. Without help from spirit, the Lemurians became more and more frightened, and they had no weapons or means to combat for the dinosaurs on their own. The dinosaurs destroyed Lemuria's beautiful vegetation, and many Lemurians moved as far away from the dinosaurs as they could and went underground to protect themselves. By the time that the Lemurians were living underground and dinosaurs were destroying everything on the surface, their wills were very undermined again. pressured and threatened by the dinosaurs, the mental capabilities of many Lemurians begin to seriously deteriorate. Living in the constant survival threat, they became savage in many of the ways the base nature of man has so often been pictured, which they became like early humans or cavemen that modern science discovered later. There were some Lemurians who remained more intact than others, which they had more receptivity to spirit, which allowed them to be able to trust enough to be shown the way to escape from Lemuria. I gave them a reed boat design that could withstand turbulent water, which they managed to build these boats and leave Lemuria in search of other places to live. Some of the Indians of the western United States and into Central and South America, many of the Polynesians, and some Hawaiians are descendants of people who fled Lemuria in this way. They all have legends about this, and their legends are accurate according to what they themselves experienced. If there is disagreement among these legends, it is because the small bands of people had somewhat different experiences. But they did escape Lemuria, and then Lemuria sank and took most of the dinosaurs with it. Even though it has been a long time, these past experiences are not cleared yet. The understandings needed about Pangaea and Lemuria are many. Those who went to the polarity of Atlantis made judgments against the will as Lemuria was going down. If you had these experiences, you will be able to feel them in your own consciousness when you are ready to heal them. Seeing the understandings is only part of it, because the feelings need to be brought forward into the spirit's consciousness. Connecting to your own experience here can trigger the release of the feelings. Allow the feelings, without judging them, to be the permanent state of affairs. Freeing the feelings can give you understandings that can and allow release of the judgment.